I cannot expect an empty bag to stand up straight. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I cannot expect an empty bag to stand up straight. How many times have we wanted an empty bag to stand up straight? We wanted to put things in it. And so we stood it up and we attempted to have it be awake, open, and then we started putting things in it and it started falling apart. Sometimes our life is like an empty bag. Our life is sort of has an outline. We have the physical body. We have the natural apparatus that goes with the physical body, and that physical body seems to be perfectly okay. But it's very empty, a very empty body. And when it's an empty body, it has no capacity to be selective in what it takes into itself. The empty bag sort of can wiggle in, or it can be in any way misformed or misshapen by the things that are put in. And so we have to be very careful of what we put into our mind, into our body, into our affairs. Because if we're not careful, we end up with a misshapen bag. It does not stand up straight. It does not do the things we want it to do. And it's not a perfect experience for us. How many of us look at our body and say, "Golly Moses, if our body were just a little more beautiful, if it were just a little more intelligent, if our body were just a little more harmonious, how wonderful that would be. If our body were just a little more shapely." So many men would like to have a strong physique. So many women would like to have a beautiful physique, one that is attractive and charming, one that always stays young and vital and dynamic and alive. We'd like to have our muscles look trim and in tone. We'd like to have our biceps, our legs strong and sturdy. We'd like to have our feet shaped perfectly. We'd like to have all these things. But, like an empty bag, it does not stand up unless we give it some sort of support. There are many gadgets that you can buy that'll support a bag to hold it open while you're filling it or something. In fact, the grocery store has many of those things. And they're called the box boy. And that person stands there and puts things into the bag and shuffles things into it and does quite a remarkable job. And the bag remains pretty much how they want it to be. But occasionally it will slip on them and they will find that they have to take a little firmer hand with it. Well, you and I are the same way. When we have our physical body, and we'd like that physical body to demonstrate for us wholeness, harmony, peace, strength, health, right action, youth, vitality, all that good stuff, we have to put those kind of thoughts into this body. And we say to ourselves, well, thoughts surely are not that. But, well, what do you think of your body? Now, just you look at your body right now, and what do you think of it? Do you think it's perfect? If you don't, you've got a problem. Do you think it's beautiful? If you don't, you've got a problem. Do you think it is healthy and vital and youthful and dynamic and alive? If you don't, you've got a problem. But it isn't. The evidence is there. Come on, how often have we talked about the evidence? How often have we talked about the appearances, the illusions that are there? The illusions are only there to be changed. The illusions are only there to be put into a new direction, into a new cause, into a new attitude. What sort of attitude do you have about your body? What sort of attitude do you have about the illusion that you have? Is the illusion that you have one that is not as attractive as you'd like it to be? Well, get busy. Get busy. Get some weightlifting out and get some running and some jogging and get... No. Those are beneficial things and lovely things, and those are human attitudes, but the perfect body comes from the perfect thought. Are you willing to say to yourself, contrary to experiences, to appearances, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? Are you willing to say to yourself that I have a perfect bag here, and I am going to fill it with all the things that are desirable for me to have? You go to the grocery store and you don't pick up a lot of junk that you don't want. You pick up things that you do want. You pick up the foods that you do want. You pick up the cans and you pick up the veggies and the fruits and all the lovely things that you do want. And then you carefully place them in the bag so that they don't squash another and are just in ideal form. And, you know, you do all these lovely things. Now, isn't that wonderful? Okay. Now, what do we do with our body? With our body, we just say, I don't have perfect feet. Look at my feet. They're too thin. They're too wide. They're too long. They're too short. Look at the problems I have with my feet. They have fallen arches or all these things. And that's just a feet. That's just for a starter. Now work your way through your body and think of your eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Think of your chest, your lungs. Think of, you have all sorts of things to think about. What are you thinking about? Are you thinking they're perfect? Well, they don't appear to be perfect. They're okay, but they don't appear to be perfect. Well, start telling yourself they are perfect. Every moment say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect right now. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am creating myself right now out of the infinite allness into that form that is pleasing to me. Now, you don't need to know what form is pleasing to you. That is not too important. Just say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. And as you say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, you empower that to be that which fills your empty bag. And we do just have an empty bag, and we're filling it with whatever it is that pleases us. Now, what is it that pleases you? What is it that makes you happy? What is it that is the thing that delights you in every possible way? What is it? Well, once you determine what it is, then you can have it. Until you go to the grocery store, you can't do any selection. Once you get in the grocery store, then you can start selecting. But if you have your selection before you go to the grocery store, that's even better. You say, I'm going to buy some bread, I'm going to buy some meat, I'm going to buy veggies, I'm going to buy fruits. You see, you make that list before you go there. And then when you go there, then you just go to these departments and pick it up. Oh, but there's so many other interesting things to look at. Keep your eyes on what it is that you have in mind. We so often allow ourselves to be inveigled into buying things that are so charming and so attractive and so wonderful and so desirable. And in the process, we end up with a lot of things that are not really nice for us. There are things that don't fill what we plan for our diet. They don't fill what we plan for doing things for our body. But they're good. Oh, and the pastries, my goodness. We want to really enjoy them. Well, nothing wrong with a pastry. In moderation, all things are good. So, what is it that you're going to do? You fill your heart with, oh, I feel so glorious. And you take these mental out-of-body journeys and you travel throughout the universe. Now, you're not going to do that every day. That is not every day. You're not going to do that every moment. You're going to do it now and then. That's like a pastry. And that's something that's super and delicious and wonderful. But you don't want to spend your life doing that. You came here to planet Earth to be a beautiful being here on planet Earth. I came here to do that. And I came here to express myself in every wonderful, fantastic, glorious way. And that's why I'm here. And so I'm going to plant in my consciousness for living here that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, that I am a wonderful being, that I am a joyful, harmonious, happy being, that everything I do is fantastic, that all the people I meet are fantastic, that everything I put into my body is fantastic. Mainly thoughts. Because if I put joyous, fantastic thoughts in my body, I can be sure that the resulting body that comes from fantastic thoughts is just exactly what I want. So today, I begin by saying I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect now. I believe this. I know this. I speak this. I say this. I look in the mirror, and I do not look at the appearance. I look in the mirror and I look right past the appearance to my reality, to my strength, to my power, to my beauty, to my charm, to my lovely charisma, that which I really am. And lo and behold, if I keep that up, that is my reality. You say, well, that's not real. Well, it certainly is, because that's what you've been doing. That's what I've been doing, saying, I'm not nice, I'm not happy, I'm not healthy, I haven't got a beautiful body. Well, why not start saying, I do? And once you say, I do, commit yourself to it with all your heart, all your soul, and all your being, and enjoy a fabulous life. I love you. I love you. I love you. Because I love me. Have a wonderful day.